कनेक्शन,
बाबा के मिलन का आनंद,
ब्लिस एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ बाबा'स मीटिंग डिपेंड्स ऑन आवर कॉन्सेंट्रेशन, आवर इंटॉक्सिक गॉडली इंटॉक्सिकेशन,
अपने चित्त को
एंड
महान विचारों से भरकर कितना श्याम,
वी हैड टू फिल आवर कॉन्साइंस विद ग्रेट थॉट्स,
करता है.
It depends on these three things, our meeting with Baba. Now all of us prepare ourselves for meeting with Baba to make our conscience peaceful, make our mind and intellect concentrated, and to stay in godly intoxication. We will also see our fortune. I always share one beautiful thing. Those who stay in the intoxication, who am I meeting today? And the one who is coming to meet us, the one who is coming is the greatest authority, our Supreme Father, Supreme Teacher, and Supreme Guru. And He is coming to meet not just the ordinary souls. We are the ones who are selected by God Himself. We are great souls. We have to have this intoxication. This intoxication makes our intellect concentrated. We have to remember this always, that with godly intoxication our intellect becomes concentrated. Now let's start our class today with a great practice, that I, the soul, am an incarnation in this body. Let's remember this. Those who are the incarnation are the ones who will be able to grant the vision. Now let's stabilize ourselves in this very good feeling. I, the soul, am descending from the soul world and have come into this body. I am sitting on the seat, the throne of my forehead. I am the incarnation of peace, incarnation of power, incarnation of purity. I have incarnated, entered this body on this earth to recreate the kingdom of peace once again. Let's see our form as sparkling jewel in the center, in the forehead, center of the forehead. Elevated, the method, easy method for elevated effort is solitude and reflection, that we have to give time for this in our everyday life. Many people, because of being very busy, they don't give time for their self-progress. Then they will have this complaint that the intoxication we had before is not there anymore. To keep always in zeal and enthusiasm, to keep oneself always in zeal and enthusiasm. It is very important to talk to oneself, talk to the self. Now let's talk to ourselves. This confluence age is attained by very fortunate souls, those who have done a lot of charity birth after birth. They have attained meeting with God. Those who have fortune of having God's vision on them have come to Baba today. So let's talk to ourselves in this way. I have to take everything from Baba that only this time I can attain. If this time goes by, I will not be able to attain this time again. Let's train ourselves that I, the soul, whatever I am doing, that I have to do it right now, that I should not spend my time, my life in small matters, illusions. Talk to yourself in this way. Baba has come to give us everything, blessings, power, fortune, elevated intellect. What am I taking all of these things? That He has come to give us all of these things. We have to talk to ourselves in this way every day. One another beautiful thing to think about for all the elevated souls, great souls, those who are elevated effort makers, those who have kept a great aim in this life. You should talk to yourself in a beautiful way that I have to fill myself with so much godly power that I can remove all the sorrow of this whole world. Baba has given a very wonderful point. He reminds us of our elevated task. Baba has said, until you have not freed people from their sorrow, you cannot go back home. This is such a great task. Baba has challenged us. Talk to yourself now in this way. Have I prepared myself? Have I filled myself with all the godly happiness within me? Now let's fill ourselves with that godly happiness within us.
सब मोहताज योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज काम क्रोध मद लोभ मोह वश आज है सब मोहताज योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज बनो ज्ञानी बनो जो भी जीवन है प्यारा
सभी स्वयं सेवाते करेंगे
सो ऑल ऑफ यू टॉक टू योरसेल्फ
सुख भरे हैं
दैट यू हैड टू फिल योरसेल्फ्स विद सो मच गॉडली हैप्पीनेस
समाप्त कर सके
दैट यू कैन रिमूव और फिनिश द सॉर ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड हैज माय लाइफ बिकम सो ऑब्स्टिकल फ्री दैट यू बिकम डिस्ट्रॉयर ऑफ ऑब्स्टिकल हैव आई मेड माय सेल्फ सो पावरफुल That I can liberate everyone from their sorrow. Thoughts about the self is a very good method to train oneself. So you should practice this every day. Every day for 15-20 or half an hour, minutes. You have to do this practice. You had to be in solitude. For yogis, the great blessing is to be in solitude. Those who learn to attain godly happiness in solitude will not experience any downfall in this effort-making life. We will move forward in this life. You have to check, am I moving forward on this path or am I off this path? That am I wandering around? That some Brahmins have become sidetracked, that they don't have any aim. And those cannot, they cannot attain anything. In today's Murli, told today in the Murli that the point that shakes one's mind and intellect, and that is I and minus. With that feeling, you will not be able to accumulate as much as you think you can. Let me give an example. Let's say if somebody has given a lot of wealth to the yagya, and if he has a feeling that I have done so much, that I should get respect, I should get the rights, and I should have rights in the center, then think that his charity will come to an end. Whatever speciality one has is godly gift. This is a very subtle thing. Check yourself. Check that have I not that I have not become off my path. That I am not doing something that people of the world are doing. Has my life filled with altruistic and renunciation? One another beautiful method for elevated effort. All those who have come here for the first time, the new brothers and sisters, should remember this. You should remember this every day in this awareness. What have I attained in this life? Think about this. Let's think about this even now. In this confluence age, through these eyes, what all have I seen? What all have I heard through my ears? What have I attained? First, foremost thing is that I have attained God Himself. Think about this. Baba's beautiful words such as, God has come to your home as a guest. Think about this. Baba has come to us as though He has come to as ours. He has come as God the friend. Think about this very beautifully. What have I attained in this life? True knowledge. Thirst of many lives has been removed. We used to think, we used to search, we used to be thirst in our eyes for seeing God, and we have attained all of that. Think about very well about God. Baba has come to us. He has come to us as our support. He is the bestower of fortune. Has come to give us elevated fortune. We didn't have any support and we have now found the support. Now our life has been filled with peace and happiness. We have become free from many problems. Fear has been removed. We have put our feet on the path to greatness. Think about all of these things, what all we have attained in this confluence age. Now let's again. Now let's welcome Baba. Take your intellect to Paramdham, the soul world. And now let's welcome our God, the friend. We love Him so much, and for Him we have a lot of respect in our mind. Let's see Baba in the soul world, the supreme abode. Visualize Him there. And with lot of love, give invitation to Baba. O Almighty Authority, God the Friend, Friend of my mind, we are inviting you with a lot of love. Leave your home. Come down to us, amongst us. Hearing our voice, our Supreme Father, the Great Light, is now descending. Now let's visualize Baba descending, the bright light being spread everywhere, and He's descending. Now He has arrived in the subtle region and has entered Brahma Baba's body. Now both of them are coming down. And now they have arrived in front of us.
और बाबा ने अपनी हजार भुजाएं मेरे सिर पर फैला दी.
And Baba with his thousand arms has put his hand on my head. Let's feel this now.
और बोले बच्चे.
And he says, now child,
मैं हजार भुजाओं सहित तुम्हारे साथ.
With thousand arms, I am with you. I am your protector.
मस्तक पर तिलक लगाया.
Baba has put the tilak in the center of my forehead.
और वरदान दिया.
And he has given me the blessing.
सफलता तुम्हारा जन्म से.
Success is your birthright.
जहाँ भी तुम जाओगे.
Wherever you go.
जो भी कार्य.
Whatever you take, whatever task you take in your hand, success will move along with you, will run behind you. Baba is giving drishti. And while giving drishti, Baba is now disappeared. Om Shanti. Now, I would like to remind you about the previous murli. Would like to make form the previous murli of Baba. Baba is with us as a protector. He is our savior. We are under his protection. Therefore, we had to remove our fear, finish our fear. There are many types of fear and worry. Those things are creating fear in people's mind today. The intoxication that Almighty Authority with thousand arms is with me. So you should practice this every day, at least once in the morning. You should have this good feeling. This practice will be of very much useful in the future, when there will be the atmosphere of worry and fear in the whole world, when there will be crying out in the world, nothing else will be heard at that time. Then this awareness will make us carefree emperors. Second point, Baba has reminded us that success is your birthright. As soon as you took this birth, Baba gave you the blessing of success. The greatness is of this, that we have to remember this. If you have this awareness, you have the faith, you have the intoxication, that in this Brahmin life, I have received a blessing from Baba, then when I come into field of action, I will have the confidence that in this action, I will definitely attain success. Baba has told very beautiful thing that you have to remember. Something that is impossible will become possible. In blessings there is great power. The gurus of the human beings give blessings to human beings, but we have received the blessing from Sadguru, true guru. So you have to remember every day these two things. We have to remember every day in the morning. and during the day, during, you know, field of action, before coming into field of action, before coming into any special task, we have to bring this blessing into our awareness that Baba has given the blessing, we have success as our birthright. In the field of action, in family, we can get the benefit of this blessing. You have to practice, give this good feeling to yourself every day. Today, Baba is coming to meet all of us. Think about this. 2.5 hours we will all sit with God. We will sit with His pure vibration. We will be experiencing His lovely vibration. These vibrations, powers can finish the obstacles in one's life, can finish illness in one's life. Something that is impossible can become possible. Something that has been spoiled can become right today in these vibrations of God. And that only depends on the concentration of our intellect. And so we have to stabilize ourselves in this godly intoxication. Again, reminding you, you can make a long list of what all you have attained in this life. Where all Baba has protected us, Baba has helped us. If you give thanks from true heart to Baba, Baba has given the guidance to us. Baba has taught us Raj Yoga as a Sadguru. And once again I'm repeating, the greatest thing is He has come to us as our support. For those who God has become the support, their life is carefree, free from all worries. Supreme Sadguru, Almighty Authority, has come to us as our support. Think about this. We used to do sheer renunciation, tapasya, life after life. Now, mukti and jivan mukti, liberation, life is our right. We can make a list of all the things Baba has given us. You can do this every day, either in the morning or in the evening. You will have good feeling with this. Now, let's again, once again practice this. I am Master, Son of Knowledge. Through my every organ, colorful powers are being spread everywhere. The rays of colorful rays of all powers is being spread through every organ of my body. I, the sparkling jewel, Master, Son of Knowledge, am bright. I'm sitting on the throne of my forehead. Let's create this thought. There is no one as fortunate as me, because God Himself is coming to meet me today. Now let's see up above, the Sun of Knowledge. great light is coming to meet me. He's spreading his rays all around and he's coming down to meet me. Here now he has come right in front of my eyes. Now I am seeing in front of me the sun of Knowledge Shiv Baba. His bright light is being spread everywhere on all four corners and he is right in front of me with his bright form of light. Let me see this right in front of me. All these rays of light of all powers are being merged within me. I'm absorbing all these rays of light from Baba. Rays of powers being absorbed in me. Om Shanti. One beautiful thing I would like to present in front of you. All of you are knowledgeable souls. You are being sustained in God's love. In your family. You create a very beautiful atmosphere in your family. The practical proof of us following on this godly path, we should show on our face to everyone. Remember, in anyone's home, if one person's stage is very elevated or pure, then that family will become free from obstacles. In any one family, if there is a great soul residing, that family will become free from all obstacles. I would like to remind you of one story. I must have told you about this in one of my classes. Yudhishthira, the elder member of the Pandavas, after death, he got an experience of 5 minutes of hell because he had lied during the war. After 5 minutes, then he started to move forward. Then the residents of hell told him, "Maharaj, don't leave us alone and go forward." Then Yudhishthira told them, "Me standing here now, my experience of hell has been finished. Now let's think about this a little bit." Yudhishthira, the one who is righteous person, who had righteousness, the power of righteousness, charity, and he became free from being in hell. So anyone who is righteous in any one family, in any family there is one righteous great soul residing. And any one soul residing in any family who is being sustained from God, can that home not become a great pilgrimage place? This matter is even for the centers where our sisters live, goddesses who are very pure live. Though when they remain in elevated awareness, when they live with elevated self-respect, then all the problems will be resolved. If there is any anger in the family, if there is any money of sinful thing in the home, then the children will also take a wrong path. That home will be filled with obstacles. Therefore, remind yourself, recognize your great self-respect. Then in your family, if all become Baba's children, then make a rule in your home, half an hour in the morning, half an hour in the evening, that you should practice yoga in such a way that your home will be filled with vibrations that destroy all obstacles. I am son of knowledge. This is Baba's words. If you want to make any place free from obstacles, if you want to change the vibrations of any place, if you want to change peaceless vibrations to peaceful vibrations, then sit in this good feeling that I am master, son of knowledge, that from me all powers are being spread in all four corners. All of you who reside in the household, you should keep the name to do this meditation in the morning and in the evening. And for those who are great effort makers, I would like to remind you, whilst you are walking and moving around, you should become lighthouse whilst walking and moving around. The times these days is challenging all of us. So you should prepare yourselves to do a great task. Those who are wise should prepare themselves in the times to come. We have to give so much to this world. Therefore, we should not have any connection with the waste. We should not waste any time in waste. You should train yourself in this way. This is in your own hands. If you spend your time in waste, or if you want to spend time in godly intoxication, this is in your hands. Now let's once again fill ourselves with all godly powers. I am Master Almighty Authority. I have all godly powers with me. Let's accept this and come into a very good feeling. I have all godly powers. I am even more powerful than the problems. I am very powerful than Maya. Every cycle, I am victorious soul. Master Almighty Authority. In the soul, well, in the supreme abode, Almighty Authority Shiv Baba. Let's visualize him through the eye of our intellect. I don't see anything else apart from the Almighty Authority Shiv Baba through my eye of the intellect. And I, the soul, am now seated very close to him, and all his powers are being merged within me. Godly powers are being merged within me. Om Shanti.
Baba ka milan.
Baba's meeting is a beautiful blessing for all of us. And I think this day should be such a memorial day for all of us. All the scriptures are filled with this meeting with God, and we are going to be in phase with God Himself. In many scriptures it is written about God, and we are going to meet Him today. Our meeting with God is of lot of happiness. Today most of you must have spent the whole day in good practice, and now Dadi will come at 7:30. Dedicate your time, the 90 minutes from now, to create very elevated stage. I will share with you a very good practice. After the class also you should practice this. Practice concentration. There will be the sister sitting on the stage here. They conduct meditation here. It will be very good meditation. And what practice will you be doing during yoga? Baba's rays are falling on me. This is one practice. He is Almighty Authority, and I am Master Almighty Authority. His rays in the form of fountain is constantly falling on me. Feel this now. His powers are being rained on me. Beautiful fountain above me. The water from that is falling, the powers of that fountain. Then I, the soul leaving this body, am moving in between these rays, and I'm touching Baba, and I stay there in between those rays with Him. Then slowly I come down back into my body and sit on the seat, on the throne of my forehead. And from me, these rays will spread in all four corners and reach the whole world. And once again, I go back up to the Almighty Authority and touch Him. And I fill myself with all His powers. It can be for 1, 2, 3 minutes there, and then I come down again. And I come down to spread these powers to the whole world. This is a very good practice that you should practice. Second practice that you can do, the Sun of Knowledge, Shiva Baba, He is in front of you. This is a very good feeling. This practice is of very good feeling. You can have a good stage with this. Baba has taught all these things. See Sun of Knowledge in front of your eyes, and His rays are falling on me. With this you can have a very good concentration. All of you know this. All those of you who have come for the first time, you know that Dadi will come in front of, between us, in front of us, and we will offer book to Baba. Dadi will go into trance in that stage. That stage is actually filled with lot of subtleties, and the soul will be in the body, but her consciousness will be up there. The subtle body will not be in the body. Then Bab Dada will enter the body. In that time, when the song is played, that the song is Hum Udke Chale Jaye, that we will fly and go there. I, the soul, will fly and go to Baba, fill myself with powers and come down. Along with that, I continue to talk to Baba. We'll continue to welcome Baba. We'll continue to invite him. Hey, God the friend, leave your home and come down. And continue to see this vision that Baba is coming down from up above. Let's remember, to the extent that we have great thoughts in our mind, then we will have to that extent great experience and bliss. When Dadi goes into trance, let's be in this practice of yoga and stabilize ourselves in this great intoxication that my fortune is awakened today, that God Himself is in front of, going to be in front of me. I use my eyes to be thirst of seeing Him. I used to be waiting life after life for seeing God. And today He is going to be in front of me to share with me the knowledge of Gita. These thoughts will help us a great deal in becoming yogis. From now until that time, let there not be any extroversion. You should be in great introversion. When Dadi goes into trance, you have been told you should not
clap.
This morning there was a lot of clapping. This morning there was a lot of clapping going on, so they were making fun that there must have been a group that has come who is clapping a lot. It is not right, it's not wise to clap just like that. All Baba's children are filled with divine intellect. So we should remember Baba's words and experience. You should only clap when you hear Baba's words that is really filled with lot of happiness. Then Baba comes and Baba gives drishti. That will be the most beautiful time. At that time there will be dead silence. Baba's vibrations will be spread in all four directions. If someone sees that scene from outside, so many of us are sitting here, about 30,000, and even outside there are so many listening and sitting and seeing, and there will be dead silence at that time. This task, this act, no one will be able to do. The 10 to 12 minutes Baba will give drishti, you should stay with complete concentration at that time. At that time, you should stabilize your intellect on Baba. Whatever I want to take from Baba, create that thought. If you want to destroy any obstacle, if you want to gain any blessing, if you want to be free from any sorrow, if you want to become free from Maya, if you want to destroy any illness, create that thought and stabilize your intellect on Baba and feel Baba's, the rays of Baba's powers is falling on me. Just as we have yoga with Baba in Paramdham, now Baba is in front of me in Dadi's body. Now let's concentrate at that time. And you feel as though you are only one in this whole gathering. You are only one in this whole gathering. No one else is around you and you are looking at Baba. And gain lot of benefit from this drishti from Baba. You'll become free from all worries, free from all problems. I would like to say one more thing. No one should think that I am sitting far, I am taking the drishti on the TV or I am on the side and Baba is not even looking at us. But let's focus on Baba. Baba knows now itself where my child is sitting, who is sitting where. And he is going to come to fulfill all our desires. And for that we just need to have complete concentration and godly intoxication. With that, Baba will really fulfill all our desires. Whatever Baba is going to give us for the next 6 months, Baba will definitely give us. I have to do that no matter what. Baba will be very much pleased, God will be pleased with our determined thought and He will fill us with blessings and powers. So we should please Baba and attain blessings. We should win His heart. Then Baba will stick the murli. Let's enjoy the murli. God is speaking to us. Then dadis will come on the stage. Then they will offer bhog to Baba. They will feed bhog to Baba. Today is the last meeting of this season. We will see everything Baba does here on the stage. And let's satisfy our eyes. Now let's go once again with great intoxication, the happiness that this God's meeting should become a memorial for our life. Let's fill ourselves with blessings. Let Baba's powers being rained on us. Now from now and for 3-4 hours, let's fill ourselves with God's great happiness. Let's welcome God, our friend, and let's sit under the rays of Almighty Authority.